Olga Rondell, welcome to A Rounded About.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
So this project is going on at the detention center. You're going there every Thursday. You're providing arts instruction to these children. What are the kind of age ranges you're working with?
In the detention center, you know, we've been working there for about 4 months now. We've experienced age levels from as little as 11 up until about 17 years old.
What exactly are you doing? Is it painting? Is it sculpting? Is it a mix of things?
Well, I think we started out really with like kind of basic information, basic teaching, but now we are spreading out to other areas like theater, culinary arts, even music, poetry. But the main objective right now has been basically like to teach them how to use different materials.
What can art do for a child like that? How can art, expressing themselves, learning about painting, theater, music, help them grow, help them change, help them make a better life for themselves?
I think you start making different decisions. You know, when you start doing a painting, you have like kind of a concept or like an idea in your head, and you envision that, and then you go about on how you're going to put that on the canvas or whatever medium you're using. And I think it teaches them how to plan ahead more. It also teaches them that there is really not a failure, because if it doesn't work out or if you make an error or whatever, there is a way that you can fix it, or you can use that error and make it part of the work.
What are the children like? Because I think, you know, when you say juvenile detention center, juvenile delinquents, we've all got this stereotype of what a kid like that would be like. What's it like when you're actually there working with them?
Yeah, you know, we've all have our, you know, preconceived notions of what, you know, type of constituents they are. But, you know, for us, you know, we sort of went in imagining that, you know, we're artists and we're going to sort of connect with people, you know, who may or may not be interested in art, but some of them could be. But the, you know, the response that we've had been great from the kids. I mean, they've participated in every project that we've done, which now is about, we've done about 15 workshops there. And I would say that we've had about 99% participation in all of those projects. And it all starts with, like, we go in with a slideshow about the topic that we're discussing. So if it's an art form, if we're talking about color theory, then there's a slideshow that's showing artwork over the, you know, centuries in that topic. And then we have a discussion with them. And then there's a sort of a hands-on workshop that follows. And so on all levels, they've been, you know, connected with it and participating. And I guess it's been about 3 months ago, Liza Blair from Arts Build, because they've given us funding for this program as well. She came by and to do a site visit while we were there. You know, and it's just amazing to see someone come in that hasn't been there and actually to see what happens. And, you know, most people think it's rowdy and rambunctious and kids all over the place, you know, but they're, you know, sitting down and just following instruction and participating.
Yeah, and I was really also very surprised at how they are engaged, how gorgeous they are. They are friendly. They are polite. And they really, really give it all.
And I think it's because we're artists, so we're not in the context of, you know, like traditional authoritative figures. If that's
right.
So ideally, you know, it's been working for us. What we intend to do.
What does the art look like that they create? Because I'm sure some of them come from some pretty harsh backgrounds, and I could see them expressing that through their art.
It's all kind of stuff, you know, and it's a group of kids, you know, so, you know, we've done, like, you know, painting, acrylic painting. They've painted and cut up the paintings and, you know, made little sculptures. We've done some design exercises where they designed their own candy bar and had to use pre-existing package designs to incorporate into their own name. We've done...
We talk sometimes about actual events like the kidnapping of the kids of the girls in Africa.
Yeah.
And they did a piece of work around that.
And how did this get started? How did you decide, you know, I want to go to the detention center and give them arts education? It's such an interesting idea. Where did it come from?
Well, I think Og and I worked together on a project over on Glass Street a year ago. you know, we were meeting often here and there, and we had a conversation about, you know, this Make Work grant opportunity that was coming up, and it was only open to former Make Work grantees. And so I had received a grant a few years ago. And so we started talking, and Olga's had been doing a lot of stuff in our neighborhood about, you know, crime prevention and going to meetings about that, you know, level of crime in Highland Park. And I've been working on Glass Street with, you know, with the same sort of intention, like how do we address, like, crime in our neighborhoods, yeah, and specific with youth. And so, you know, we joined together and wrote the grant for Make Work to sort of figure out how could art play a role in that. And we all have belief that art could play a role in transformation and intervention. But, you know, to put it to test, you know, we thought we work with the juveniles at the Juvenile Detention Center as a source to sort of put, sort of like an experiment, a pilot program.
Who are some of the artists that have been working with you?
Well, we have Jess Milam and Charlie Newton.
And we've had Kevin Bates come into the detention center and do a mural project. Coming up, we have John Lennon, who's a...
He will be doing theater. And Amanda Vernell, who's doing culinary arts.
And we have Isaac Duncan, who's coming in to do some sculpture programming. And then we have Genesis, who is a poet. He's going to come in and talk to the kids about poetry.
Wow. So you really are getting them a lot of exposure to a lot of different art forms here.
And the idea is that, you know, they're not all visual artists. So yeah, if we could kind of bring other art forms in and see how some kids respond. And then if we see a true connection, then we could, you know, sort of connect that artist up with the kid outside if we can.
Speaking with Olga DeKline and Rondell Cryer about the Urban Heroes Project, bringing art to youth in the Hamilton County Detention Center, what do you hope for long range with this project?
I personally hope that we can keep continuing this, you know, indefinitely, because it always has been my feeling that art can have, can change people's lives around.
Yeah, and it's the same for me, like I said, this, again, it's a pilot program, and so if we're sort of experimenting this first year, and we're looking for, you know, ways to have funding available for continuation of it. And, you know, long-term, if we could sort of make a true bond with the kids, especially the ones who come back again and again, who fall into the pattern,
yeah,
and end up, you know, in the jailhouse or in prison. If, you know, if we could sort of make a connection with them, especially the ones who are really, like, truly creative people, then we could, like, connect with them outside. Because the more they, you know, the more we're there, the more we bond with them, the more they bond with us, the more trust is built, and then that the more reality comes into play where we could see them outside. And then in our studios, you know, we can have a lot more connection with them. We can hire them to work on projects with us so that they could see their skills put to use quickly. And and I think if we can preoccupy their time with art, that's less time they could be doing something else. And then, and so that's the basis of what we think, you know, our purpose is about intervention. And that over 5 years, that we can steer a path of a young person's life elsewhere than down the typical road that they're on.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.